This is program number LW2544. His name was Van Meegeren. He was an artist with a most unusual story. Hi, this is Larry West. I don't know if you know much about art and paintings, but it is true that people's interest in it these days is dramatically increasing. But with the increasing popularity, there also come the counterfeiters. Just a few years ago, for example, at the New Orleans Museum of Art, there was an exhibition of Remington's and Russell's Wild West art, and these two fellows' hard work has become really famous. Anyway, during that exhibition, there were five works of art that turned out to be fakes. In March of 1978, there were three men arrested in Nassau County, New York, and they were charged with a scheme involving alleged forgery and sale of 200 lithographs of famous artists, and the amount of money in the counterfeiting was over $3 million. One thing is for sure. With the genuine, there come also the counterfeits. And that brings me to this fellow I mentioned to you a moment ago, Van Meegeren. Van Meegeren was a counterfeiter. He was a forger. But his is a most unusual story. When he was just a kid, he studied art, and his teacher emphasized the method of the old Dutch masters, and Van Meegeren became a real pro in his study of a Dutch artist named Vermeer. Well, Van Meegeren was a real talented student, so talented that he eventually even won a coveted gold medal, awarded only every 5 years from the exclusive Hague Academy. And he was even offered a teaching position there. But he had somewhat of an offensive personality, and he didn't get along with art critics. Van Meegeren finally turned to fraud. Some suspect he did so just to prove that he, in his pride, could fool the experts, and he did just that. Remember that he especially liked the Dutch artist Vermeer? Well, it was just after World War II that this fraud, Van Meegeren, was arrested. But it was weird. He was arrested for selling what the experts considered a genuine Vermeer painting, and they considered this Vermeer painting a national treasure, and it was not to be sold. But he sold it, and it even ended up in the hands of a famous Nazi, and so there was the crime. Well, Van Meegeren came to trial in 1945, and naturally he wanted to defend himself, but the only thing he could do to declare his innocence was to admit that the painting he had sold was a fake. It wasn't a Vermeer painting at all. It was a forgery. He told them he painted it. Then came the problem. They didn't believe him. In fact, they were outraged that Van Meegeren claimed credit for such a thing. So you know what he finally had to do to prove his innocence? They arranged for him a studio even in prison, and the experts watched as he painted, and they couldn't believe their eyes. It was as though they were watching the famous Vermeer himself, but it wasn't a Vermeer. The one they were watching was simply a counterfeiter. You know, that incident reminds me of what a lot of people try to do with the Bible. I've got several books in my own personal library written by men and women who began their own religions, taking a little out of the Bible, a little out of religions in other parts of the world, and a whole lot out of their own head, and then they try to tell us the meaning of life. And some of them are real artists. I mean, the way they put it all together, it comes out sounding reasonable, even good. And these artists develop a following. I mean, people end up selling everything that they have just to follow these religious leaders. But the sad thing is, these guys, these talented artists, are just counterfeiters. And as far as eternity is concerned, they're just fakes. There's only one genuine article, and it's the Bible itself. And the master behind that piece of art, and there's only one, is God. And while the counterfeiters may come close to the truth found in the Bible, they can never duplicate the real thing. Never. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I want to challenge you today. Get rid of all the creedal books. I don't care how good they may sound. And open just the Bible itself. Study just it. It's the Bible that says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I have a Bible study course, non-denominational, yours for the asking. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.